Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It's Super Tuesday. Massachusetts is one of 15 states holding presidential nominating contests today, and battles over the souls of both major parties playing out by proxy on the ballot. WBUR state politics reporter Walter Wuthman is at Memorial Hall in Townsend. That's about half an hour west of Lowell. Walt, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey, Tiziana, thank you.
So you're up near the New Hampshire border. What's turnout looking like?
You know, it's cold and rainy, and it's just getting worse right now, but turnout seems to be okay. There's a pretty steady stream of people going out of Memorial Hall here in Townsend, and it was the same in Groton, where we were a little earlier this morning. Secretary of State Bill Galvin is expecting what he calls reasonable turnout across the state today. We're probably not going to hit the records that were set in 2020 during the last presidential primary, but he thinks that it's going to be, that it might get close at best.
Okay, so right now it appears like the highest stakes are going to be on the Republican side of the ticket. Nikki Haley's making what some are saying could be her last stand as a primary candidate against Donald Trump. Tell us some more about that.
That's right. And Massachusetts could be a very important piece of the puzzle for her. She was here on Saturday in Needham hosting a rally. And part of the reason for that is because there are so many independent, unenrolled voters in Massachusetts. More than 60% of our voters are independent, and they can poll either primary ballot. So they could choose to poll a Republican primary ballot and vote for Nikki Haley if they wanted to, and she's really banking on that. She's also really hoping to keep Donald Trump under 50% of the vote. The way our state rules work is that if he gets more than 50% of the vote, he gets all the delegates. But if she keeps him below 50%, she would get a proportional amount of delegates to the amount of people who voted for her. And so she'd come away from the state, even if she didn't win first, with something to show for it.
All right. And that last stand reference is, as I understand it, Walt Wuthman, Haley has said that she will stay in through Super Tuesday, but has not addressed what might happen for her campaign thereafter. Is that correct?
That's right. She said she'll stay in at least through Super Tuesday. And that's where we are today.
All right. So what are you hearing from voters? You've been to a couple polling places now. What are you hearing?
I have, and I've been visiting these small towns on the New Hampshire border that are a little redder, a little more purple than the rest of the state. And I've spoken to people, you know, who have voted for Nikki Haley and for Trump. And so I spoke to one of those independent voters. Her name is Carol Townsend, Carol Smith, here in Townsend. And here's why she told me she was voting for Haley today.
She's reasonable. She's a little bit more moderate, which I am. And I know she's Republican. I'm independent. But I can't do Trump and Biden.
And then on the other side, there are people outside polling places waving big Trump flags, very excited to vote for the former president again today. I spoke to Carrie Nealand this morning in Groton. She's a huge supporter of former President Trump, does not like former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and here's why.
Nikki Haley can call herself whatever she wants, but I don't respect her because of, we have a split in our Republican Party. It's conservative Republicans, and it's Republicans who are trying to infiltrate the party.
Just clarify, so she would be referring to Haley as a Republican who's trying to infiltrate the party?
That is what she says, Okay. Yes, and you can really hear that split she's talking about. Just in those two, you know, the voices of those two voters there.
So, Walt, I said, you know, battles over the souls of both major parties playing out by proxy. On the Democrat side, they're, you know, it's not a big challenge to Joe Biden. So what's the battle that's happening on the Democratic side of the ticket right now?
Yeah, there's not a big name challenger to Joe Biden, the incumbent president. But there is a campaign that, you know, really started to get attention in Michigan, you know, a campaign amongst Democratic primary voters who are really unhappy and upset with President Biden's support of Israel in the conflict of Gaza. And are trying to push him towards advocating to a permanent ceasefire. They wanted people to vote uncommitted in Michigan. And, you know, in the end, about 13% of Democratic primary voters ended up voting uncommitted in Michigan. And there's a similar campaign, though different people, trying to get people to vote no preference in Massachusetts today for the same reasons.
Okay, so that's at the national level. You know, we're in Massachusetts. It turns out there's a state thing going on, Walt Wuthman, with the GOP. It's pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about that. It has to do with the state committee.
It is interesting. So within the state party here, there's that same split that you hear from those two voters amongst the committee members, among a more sort of moderate wing that supported former Republican Governor Charlie Baker and a more conservative wing that supports former President Donald Trump. And there is a battle kind of playing out for the soul of the local Republican Party at the same time as Nikki Haley and Donald Trump are battling at the top.
And that's because there are these seats, right?
80 seats. There's 80 seats up for grabs. About 35 members are not running for re-election. And so, you know, the balance is really up in the air about who is going to lead the party into the future.
There is a long-going battle between those two sides. Jim Lyons was the former chair of the party, very active during the years that Donald Trump was the president of the United States. Amy Carnevale has been in for a year now. She came into debt, concerns about campaign violations, losses in the state house. My understanding is that there is a push to put more people back on the state committee who were aligned with Jim Lyons' approach. Am I understanding that correctly, Walt?
Yes, there's an active rebellion against Amy Carnevale, who's the new chair. And, you know, and as you said, she would say that her first year has been very successful. You know, she's paid down some of the party's debts. She's raised money. She's moving the headquarters back to Boston, where they can be closer to, you know, Beacon Hill and lobby state legislators and try to affect policy. And she recruited a winning candidate in a special state Senate election in the central part of the state. So she says she's done a great job, but her detractors disagree. They think she's not conservative enough, that the party really should be in the mold of former President Trump, who was at the top of the ticket. So there's this thing called the Freedom Slate, candidates supported by the former chairman, Jim Lyons, you said, former gubernatorial candidate, Jeff Diehl. They're hoping that they can get enough Freedom Slate candidates elected that after the election, they can force a vote and remove Amy Carnevale as chair.
So while, you know, we don't know the outcome of an election until we have the outcome of an election, but do we have a sense that this is a real toss-up for the state party, a real question mark about what we're going to find out when the polls close tonight?
I think it's fair to say it's a question mark. There's not credible public polling that we can kind of look at and guess. These are really down the ballot races with not a lot of name recognition. I think, you know, in local communities, individual candidates are well known in our running campaigns, but across the state, it's a lot harder to tell.
Where else are you going to be this afternoon, Walt?
It's been interesting here in Townsend. I think I'm going to stay here a while. The rain is supposed to clear up. People don't want to talk to me so much when it's pouring rain and freezing. but try to talk to a few more people. And then later tonight, Anthony Brooks, our senior political correspondent, he's going to be at the Trump campaign party in Quincy.
Well, we like talking with you in the rain. Walt Wuthman, WBUR State Politics Reporter, thank you so much.
Thank you.